Israeli troops are threatening to blow up the last remaining building in Yasser Arafat's presidential compound in Ramallah. The Palestinian leader is trapped there after 2 days of intense shelling by the Israeli army. The shelling came in response to suicide attacks earlier this week. Today, Arafat repeated his call for an end to Palestinian attacks inside Israel, but he also said the Palestinian people would not capitulate to Israeli forces. Israeli leaders say those forces will remain in place until wanted Palestinians emerge from the compound and surrender. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Aides to Arafat say their leader didn't sleep well Friday night because of the Israeli gunfire and shelling. A tank shell hit Arafat's office building overnight, and later explosions rained debris down on the Palestinian leader, but he was described as unhurt. Arafat is now physically cut off from the outside world. The stairs leading to his office have been demolished, and a trench strung with razor wire circles his office building. In a statement released through the official Palestinian news agency, Arafat reiterated his call for all Palestinian factions to halt attacks inside Israel. The statement said Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon used such attacks as cover for his aggression against the Palestinian people. But the statement also said that while the Palestinian people were ready for peace, they were not ready for capitulation. An Israeli spokesman said, quote, "We don't care what Arafat says, one way or the other." Palestinians suggested that capitulation was what the Israelis were seeking, trying to force Arafat to leave by destroying his compound. Arafat has vowed he would never leave the Palestinian territories. Israeli officials said their forces were there in an effort to flush out a number of wanted Palestinians. Two groups of Palestinian men have surrendered, but Israeli army officials say only a handful were on Israel's wanted list. The Israeli military siege comes after a pair of Palestinian suicide bombings claimed 7 lives inside Israel this week. Palestinians say Israel is wrong to blame Arafat for the bombings, which were claimed by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad factions, which are opposed to Arafat. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.